Delanor is in the studio now joining me. We're going to talk about what today is. Well, not necessarily today. We're talking about the fact that last week was World Avocado Day. Did you celebrate traditionally, Eleanor?
Well, no, but I do buy my avocados on a regular basis.
That's it. And and it's a good time to be buying them at the moment.
Oh, exactly, because, you know, it's better to eat them than... The farmers are dumping them because there's too many avocados and there's not enough people eating them. So, which I hate to see wasted vegetables.
Yes.
Or fruit, whatever you want to call them. But how are you helping the avocado industry?
I'm doing my bit. I'm eating avocados on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I'm getting them right into me. I love an avocado. And I've made it my life's mission here over the next little while to help farmers the only way I know how, by binging on avocados. And I've done a pretty admirable job.
Yeah, what do you do with them?
Oh, we're on toast for breakfast, salads for lunch. Yes, that's right. I'm a salad eater. Eating Mexican quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The only thing is the disparity there is that coriander is still very expensive. And I think you need coriander with your Mexican cooking. I could be wrong.
Well, you can. Like, guacamole is just my favourite. But you can forget about the coriander and just do the lime juice, salt, the avocado and some onion.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing your bit for the avocado industry. Are you having sort of... That's all... The meals that we've discussed are fairly conventional. Are you ingesting your avocados in an unconventional way?
Well, I did a little bit of research because...
That's what you do.
That's what you do. But I have cooked, well, not cooked, but I've used avocados in sweets before.
Oh.
In a lime, key lime tart, which is really, really lovely. So instead of the cream cheese that is a traditional tart,
yeah. You
use the avocados.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of Asian countries and Brazil, for instance, they use avocados as a sweet, as a dessert.
Okay.
They don't use salt, they use sugar. So sugar and lime, there's avocado milkshakes that are popular in a lot of Asian countries.
I can see that. I can do an avocado milkshake.
Yeah, yeah. And the green smoothie. Okay, when the green smoothie was really like at its hype, you could put an avocado in that.
I was there.
You were there.
Do you remember where you were during the green smoothie era?
But I don't know whether... I think avocados were expensive at that point and
yeah.
You didn't want to waste them.
Impractical at that stage.
Exactly. Now, Sri Lanka, they eat... Their avocados as a dessert with milk and treacle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, of course, in Brazil, they add sugar and lime juice to theirs. So
okay.
It's a dessert. But I found a few unusual recipes. Now, avocado soup.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I wasn't that keen on that one either. There's also, as I said, the lime tart.
Yeah, I'm very interested in the
avocados
for dessert because I believe you can use them for cakes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use them for icing as cake. Chocolate mousse is really good. I've done that with tofu as well, and
Tofu, avocado, and chocolate to make a chocolate mousse.
No, I did a taste test, see which was better. But the avocado was better than the tofu because the tofu's kind of got a funny aftertaste.
Because it tastes like tofu.
But you cover it all up with sugar and chocolate, so, you know. But brownies, ice cream, really anything you can, you know.
And on this regime, how many avocados are you getting through a day?
Well, the trouble is, you know, you buy them and they're not ripe. So you got to wait for a week. And then you got to eat them all at once. So I will probably eat like three in one go and then I have to wait for the rest to ripen.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, supporting farmers isn't an easy thing to do, but we do our bit here on 2SER Breakfast. Eleanor Avocado, thank you for joining us here this morning to celebrate World Avocado Day.
My pleasure, Danny.